Chapter 42. Athena Fights Ares. Now that Ares was back on the battlefield, the Trojans fought with greater strength and greater ferocity. Hector forced his way through the battle with Ares roaring behind him with rage. The god held a giant spear, killing any Greek who came near. Diomedes was the only one who could see the god, and he shouted to his men to stay out of the god's way. He remembered what Athena had said, a mortal could not fight a god. Hera, who had returned to Mount Olympus, watched from above. "Look, Athena, Ares is killing all the Greeks. Has my son no sense of decency or justice? We must stop him." They leapt onto Hera's golden chariot, Athena's armor flashing in the sun, her shield terrifying with its image of the Gorgon's head. Hera cracked a whip, the seasons rolled back the cloud gates of Mount Olympus, and the two goddesses flew down to the war like two wild doves. "Shame on you," screamed Hera at the Greeks, "you cowardly dogs, fight!" Athena went straight to Diomedes. She found him looking after his wound, wiping away the blood. "Yes, you're really going to win the war just sitting there and doing nothing," she said with scorn. "Come, we must battle Ares." She flicked a soldier off a nearby chariot with her hand, and side by side on the chariot they charged toward Ares. Athena was wearing Hades' helmet, and so she was invisible, but Ares could see Diomedes approaching. He roared and threw his spear, but Athena pushed it aside. Then Diomedes threw his spear, and with Athena's help it rammed into Ares' bowels. Ares screamed in pain, and his scream put fear in every man's heart. Athena showed herself to him, and he disappeared toward Mount Olympus like a black cyclone. Ares went straight to Zeus. "Look, father, look what Athena has done. You always let her do what she wants, but this time it's too much." "Shut up, Ares," said Zeus. "You're as bad as your mother. Now, get to the healer."